Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Sometimes the weight of what you've been through, the disappointments, the setbacks, the things you never saw coming, can leave you feeling like you're at the mercy of your circumstances. Many people spend their lives trapped by this victim mentality, allowing their past failures, painful experiences, and present circumstances to define who they are. But no matter what you have faced or lost, or what obstacles stand before you today, your story is not over. Your identity is not found in your struggles. Your identity is found in Christ. The same God who brought victory to His people throughout Scripture is still working in the lives of those who trust Him today. He has called you to rise above fear, overcome adversity, and walk by faith. In today's message titled, From Victim to Victor, Evangelist Paul Acqua talks about being rooted in your identity in Christ. Let's join in.
So I want to talk to you today about the most important truth, something I had to learn in order to walk in victory, no matter the situation or challenges that come my way. And that was to go from a victim mentality to a victor mentality. I remember what Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, that in this life there will be tribulation, there will be troubles, but He said, have your peace, cheer up, for I have conquered the world. See, this is so important because when we are facing problems or in difficult situations like sickness, diseases, or so-called incurable disease, when we are having pain, grief, or whatever it may be, we can very easily fall into that trap and see ourselves as victims. Why me? Why did this happen to me? Why? And all of a sudden, you see yourself almost powerless and as a victim instead of walking in the victory that Christ won for you. When He said in John chapter 10, verse 10, that only the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus Christ has come to give you life and give you more abundantly. Someone with abundant life is not a victim. And when He cried out on the cross and said, it is finished, that's when He has actually fulfilled the law and have won the victory for you and me. That's when He did that. So life often presents hardships that will leave you feeling powerless. But I tell you, you are victorious, not a victim, if you are a child of God. The transition from victim to victorious relies on a shift in mindset. That's very important. You know, actively choosing personal responsibility over blame and approaching obstacles in the right way. You have to approach challenges in the right way. So sometimes we ask this question, why do some people become victims and others victorious? Well, you have to think about how they approach the challenges that they face. That will determine whether they are victorious or victims. You see, the victim mindset will focus or will dwell on the past and will feel powerless against outward pressures. They will often just assign blame. They will be blaming others or feeling that the world is actively against them. That's what victim mentality is. They will use excuses to quit or stay stuck in their current situation, not thinking they can be out of that. Whereas a victorious mindset will focus or will concentrate on personal accountability, and then they will also know who they are in Christ. Hallelujah. They accept that difficulties are normal things coming your way, but they will respond in the appropriate way. The Bible says that just cheer up, have your peace. I have overcome the world, knowing that God has given you tools. God has equipped you to be able to overcome. You are standing in the standpoint of victory. Hallelujah. For example, see the life of David. At one point, he was missing when even he was supposed to be anointed as a king because his dad didn't even have him in the lineup. When he had been asked to line up all his children for one of them to be anointed, he was missing. They left him in the bush. And even after he came and was anointed, he became an anointed king who was being pursued when he hadn't even done anything wrong. He was pursued every single day by Saul, who was the king of that time. He could have considered himself a victim, but he came out victoriously. Because why? He put his trust in the Lord, because he focused on the Lord and he continued to go to the word of God. He continued his relationship with God. That's how a victorious lifestyle should be. When the entire army of the Lord thought that they had fallen victim to the so-called giant Goliath, giant of the time, David trusted in his Lord and he won the victory for the entire nation of Israel. You see, that is a victorious mentality. At one time he went to war, and when he returned to Ziklag, the whole village had been raided by the enemy. All their children and wives had been taken away, and his men even thought they were victims and wanted to stone him. David went to the Lord and he inquired of the Lord regarding what to do. Unlike Saul, who at one point had to go to witchcrafts just to see if he could figure out what to do. But David inquired of the Lord and God said, pursue them and you will be able to retrieve all your possessions. That's what victorious mentality should be. God has equipped us. A lot of times we hear the word or the phrase that, oh, you are where you are because that's where you choose to be. But that shouldn't be the case. You know, you have to think about it this way, that you are where you are because of who you trust, who you choose to believe. Believe in God and ask for his guidance, his wisdom. Have knowledge about who you are in God. So my encouragement to everybody today is to really put your trust in the Holy Spirit that dwells inside you if you are born again Christian. But if you are not, then at the end of the message, you will be in that position to receive Christ as well. You know, consult the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Together, I tell you, you will be victorious because you are already victorious. It's just a matter of having that knowledge and drawing it out if you are a believer in Christ. Hallelujah. Maybe you are listening to me and you think you have struggled and you are struggling and it looks like you are stuck. Have you ever struggled in working out the victory that you know that is here for you, that God has actually won for you, but you are finding a hard time grabbing hold of it? Maybe some of you are in a place right now where you are just like, I don't want to be in this place. I am struggling right now and it looks like I'm stuck. I'm actually not coming out. I want to assure you that, look, in Jesus, we walk from victory. And that's because of his promises. We are not victims, but we are victors. We are victorious. Hallelujah. But sometimes I know we face what seems to be impossible situations. And what do? So that we don't really think, oh, we are victims. Poor me. Why did it happen to me? And so on and so forth. And you see, your victory is linked to perseverance. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22, that God had already promised the children of Israel to possess the land. But listen to what God told them later on. See, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. You will not be allowed to eliminate them all at once. Or the wild animals will multiply around you. You see, that's perseverance. God wanted them to possess the land. He didn't want them to just stand at the door and knocking and knocking and not getting in. You see, that's what God had for his people, that he gives you complete victory. But I want you to listen really carefully to this next statement because it's so important. You see, our possession or victory is dependent upon our increasing in wisdom. It's dependent upon our maturity, our character, our knowledge, our understanding. But you see, mostly trust and depend upon the Lord, that he is who he says he is and that he will do what he says he will do. so we can handle that next thing that comes to us. He told them, look, you haven't multiplied enough. You don't have the population to take the whole land, to take the entire land. So I will be doing the job on your behalf, but I have to drive them little by little so you are not overwhelmed with wild animals and weeds and so on. You see, listen, even in a practical way, we never ask babies to walk in marathon, or we never ask children to find a cure for a disease or cancer. New babies in the Lord cannot pastor a church. They are not ready. Children in the Lord aren't ready to lead big ministries. They are still feeding on milk. So our possession depends, our victory depends, our entire victory depends upon that maturity, that trust, that dependency on the Lord. And in the meantime, whatever we are going through now is a preparation for the next thing. So maybe you think you are stuck. Maybe you think things are not moving forward. But that preparation time is not a wasted time at all. Don't waste this preparation time. This is your time to grow and to mature. Don't pray, God, use me. Instead, pray, God, make me usable. Instead, pray that God give me a character and maturity so that I will be able to be used. And so I will see that victories ahead of me. So how do you get this victory? You have to make sure you are in the Word. Your personal relationship with God is vibrant. We have to renew our mind. We have to transform our thinking to His thinking. You see, God's thoughts about us are wonderful. So we need to actually think in the way God thinks about us. We need to humble ourselves and be teachable. We choose humility. We choose to be lifelong learners. We choose to constantly be in the position of learning. Being teachable will very much help you become victorious and become usable. God can use you to do exploits. That business is asking you to do. You can take that step. Mature yourself and you will see that preparation time is not a waste of time at all. Take every opportunity to grow. Look at people around you. That's how you live in victory. You look at people around you. If they need help, help them. If they need prayer, take it as an opportunity to grow little by little and pray for them. We talk about building our muscles. We are building our faith muscles. And I think about it. If I go to the gym and then I just sit on the bench and I'm not going to build my muscles, I have to be doing it little by little. I can't just sit there and not grow my muscles by just sitting in the gym and watching people. I got to be active. I got to put into practice and do little by little. You see, gradually building them up every time I go to that gym. It's the same with faith. You build your faith muscles. You can't attack a huge thing all of a sudden. But any opportunity, try to take it. You know, and in that case, you are building your faith. And before you know, little by little, you have grown into that thing that God has for you. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Do not have that victim mentality. If you are born again Christian, you have been given everything. You've been equipped to be victorious. I tell you, you are not a victim. You are a victor. You are victorious. Everything you are doing, just seek God, get His wisdom, get His guidance, and I tell you, nothing will stop you. But if you are not a born-again Christian, this is not applicable to you. This is the time to receive Him as your Lord and personal Savior. And I tell you, that victim mentality will all be wiped away. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's what the Bible says. So if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner. I need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.